This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. The Republican National Convention continues in Milwaukee this week. And last night's keynote speech was a must-listen for some Illinois Republicans. Sean O'Brien, head of the International Brotherhood of the Teamsters, told the RNC he wants to build bipartisan coalitions to help American workers. Illinois State Senator Terry Bryant, a Laborers International retiree, says the speech reiterated that organized labor has a seat at the Republicans' table.
We have needed to get our message out better that we are pro-labor. And often I think that message gets lost somehow.
It wasn't long ago that former Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner waged protracted public battles with unions covering government employees. But Bryant thinks rebuilding middle-class wealth requires good-paying jobs with benefits, like those that unions provide. Meanwhile, Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says there hasn't been a stronger president for the union movement than President Biden. After a 20-year-old gunman in Pennsylvania managed to shoot former President Trump from a rooftop, Chicago's police superintendent is talking up the city's preparedness for next month's Democratic National Convention. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says the department is working closely with federal agencies.
The Secret Service has plans in place to deal with rooftops, but until we have the perimeter around both the venues, until we have that information, which we'll be releasing, or the Secret Service will be releasing sometimes later on this month, we'll be getting more and more messages out to residents and businesses around the venue.
Snelling says that information will be shared with residents and businesses around the venue. Questions about the Pennsylvania shooting are focusing on the Secret Service, but Snelling says the Chicago Police Department does not second-guess the agency. Scientists at Rush Medical Center are researching a tool that detects germs in the air in different rooms. My colleague Adora Namigade reports that the air sampler is about the size of a desktop printer. It draws air through a machine filter. That air can later be tested in a lab to identify respiratory pathogens, for example, strands of COVID and influenza. Genomic epidemiologist Hannah Barbian says the tool makes it easier to surveil disease spread.
Testing of the environment, like wastewater or air, is really important, so we can continue to monitor these important pathogens without having to have access to those more traditional clinical tests.
Barbian is in discussions with the Chicago Department of Public Health to see how the tool may be used in the future. Chicago officials announced $5 million more will be available to homeowners who experienced flooding last year. The funding aims to assist homeowners with repairs from July 2023 floods that primarily impacted the west side. The additional funding comes a day after rain and tornadoes touched down in the Chicago area last night. Department of Water Management officials said today about 60 homes had reported basement flooding. And speaking of Monday night storms, ComEd is reporting that thousands of customers are still without power. The utility says it expects to have 80% of power restored by Wednesday afternoon. Remaining customers should have power restored by Friday evening. And a Northwest Indiana woman was killed during last night's severe weather. WGN-TV reports she was killed after a tree fell on her home. The Lake County Coroner's Office identified the woman as 44-year-old Laura Nagel. A death investigation is underway. In the weather, those thunderstorms appear to be behind us for the rest of this week. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 69. And then tomorrow, it does get a little cooler. Sunny with a high of 77. And then even cooler on Thursday, a high of 73. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Justin Bull. Thank you for listening.